miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We have a great guest, and I've been mispronouncing his name. It's Mick Ebeling, E-B-E-L-I-N-G, no R in there. The book is called Not Impossible, The Art and Joy of Doing What Couldn't Be Done. It's a wonderful book because it really is uplifting as well. The website, by the way, for the book, and you can hear a lot about the book and other things that he's involved in, at notimpossible.com. So, Mick, we were getting into the first person you were helping, which was the artist who could only communicate with this long hand of blinking when someone ran over the words on a printed page, and you said, well, we should do something about that. So what happened?
Well, that was kind of my first introduction to this concept of what I thought was absurd, and I thought there was something that was impossible that should be made not impossible. So I got a bunch of people together. I call these groups, I get together people that make me feel stupid, right? Really brilliant, smart, genius people. And we got together for a hacker weekend, and we just started coming up with different things that would solve the problem. And in the end, it was a pair of glasses from the Venice Beach boardwalk, a coat hanger, and a web camera. And it tracked his eye, and that allowed him to draw again for the first time in 7 years. And that was the first bite of the apple for me to see what would happen if you use low-cost, very accessible materials to try to make something that was impossible, not impossible. And we did it for one reason, which is to help temp, and then it went on, you know, to win Time Magazine's Top 50 Inventions of 2010, permanent collection at the MoMA, all these crazy things, and we kind of looked at these ourselves and said, holy cow, I think we're onto something. I think there's definitely a need for this out there. So that was the launch of Non-Impossible, and now we're just continuing to do work in that space.
And that comes to, and I'm going to go out of order, but that comes to the three rules of how. I don't know if that's the correct chapter title. Yes, the three rules of how. And so some of these chapters, obviously, I loved, and this one I loved because it introduces new things to the concept of what I would call purpose in life and generosity. So what are the three rules of how?
Sure. So three rules of how. The first is a singularity of focus. Having one purpose, one focus, and in our case, the way that we work at Non-Impossible is one person that we want to help. And we like to focus on one person, but then make a solution for one person that has the ramifications of helping many, many people afterwards. So we don't try to help all people who have ALS. We try to help one person with ALS, knowing that that will have the ability to help lots of people. The second rule of, or kind of the three rules of how, or actually the third rule that I really love is the concept of beautiful, limitless naivety. And having, we as humans are constantly being told no. And as an early age as a kid, studies have shown that you're told no 200 times a day. And so trying to regress, if you will, back to that state of just not really knowing what you don't know and knowing, just kind of being naive about what can and can't be done and having a wild imagination and really embracing the concept that we might not have it figured out, but you know, if we can think without limitations, we could probably accomplish a lot of great things. Those are the two of those three rules that I love.
And then you go into There Are Only Monkeys as a chapter title. And of course, when you read this, it starts out with this crazy idea of guy who couldn't get a date decided to start a girls' volleyball tournament so that he has access to a lot of girls. But go ahead and tell the story about There Are Only Monkeys.
Came from, I was on a train with my wife right after we got married. We were poor as paupers. We didn't have, more than a couple bucks to our name, and we were on a train, and there was a little boy who was playing with some red monkeys and blue monkeys in the seat behind us. And I kind of looked behind and said, "Oh, what are you doing?" And he said, "Oh, I'm playing." And I said, "Oh, which ones are the good guys and which ones are the bad guys?" And he kind of took the monkeys and he pulled them a little closer to himself and he said, "They're just monkeys." And it was one of those moments of like, oh my God, what an incredibly philosophically enlightened comment to make, that there's no bad guys, there's no good guys, there's just guys, there's no good monkeys or bad monkeys, there's just monkeys. And when you have that perspective, you kind of see things from a standpoint, again, of a possibility of what's actually possible and what can be done.
And what can be done to in fact take what I would call the hacker world and turn it into a maker world, or what you would call turn bad guys into good guys just by framing, if you will, and making sure that they have a purpose. And that's the last chapter, and I just want to get to this, or one of the last chapters is the revolution against the absurd, your turn. Tell me what you mean by that.
Well, I think if you look to that amazement that I had when I realized that the tenth was communicating with a piece of paper in Los Angeles, in a city that has the GNP of greater than many countries, and that's what was going on, I thought that was absurd. And the fact that the devices that allowed him to communicate were $15,000 at the time. And you look at Daniel with Project Daniel, the 3D printed arm, and you look at the cost of prosthetics out there nowadays, which ironically is about similar to the iWriter, which is similar to ocular recognition, about 15 grand. And you start to look around and you start to realize that there's certain things that you see that are just absurd that they exist that way. It's absurd that you can't qualify for certain things for insurance because of some criteria. It's absurd that you can't have things that are going to improve your quality of life or other people's quality of life, or whether there's someone with some kind of a syndrome or disease or a disability, or whether it's just just being alive. And what the revolution against the absurd means is, forget bureaucracy, forget logistics, forget the rules, forget the things that we're kind of constantly enforced around us of what can be and what can't be, and say, that's absurd that I don't have that. It's absurd that I can't make that. It's absurd that someone who needs that isn't able to get that. And
well, Mark, we're going to have to leave it. We're going to have to leave all of our listeners hanging on that. The book is Not Impossible. Mick Ebeling, Ebeling, notimpossible.com is the website. Wonderful segment. Thank you very much. And thank you for what you're doing. It's tremendous. This is something you should all look into.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels, and that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited-time offer with a money-back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RADIOMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.